Welcome to our service for the third Sunday before Lent. This is the Sunday when, by tradition, we begin to prepare ourselves for the observation of the Lent season. So we begin with one of the most familiar hymns on the theme of forgiveness. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. We'll speak later about the meaning of our weekly confession in services in church and in this online services. So today we move on to our time of penitence. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us, and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the third Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, who alone can bring order to the unruly wills and passions of sinful humanity, give your people grace so to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, beginning at the first verse. Thus says the Lord, shout out, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rearguard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. Jesus went up the mountain and was joined by his disciples. He began to teach them. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these, of the least of these commandments, and teaches others to do the same, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Drop, drop, slow tears, and bathe those beauteous feet that brought from heaven the news and praise of peace. Cease not, wet eyes, his mercy. to cry for vengeance, sin doth never cease. In your deep floods, drown all my thoughts and fears, nor let his eyes see sin but through.
May the words that I speak, the meditations of all our hearts, be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the season of Epiphany is over, but there are three Sundays before Ash Wednesday. The old names for them seem almost comic now, Septuagesima, Sexagesima, and Quinquagesima, though Quinquagesima was more normally called the Sunday next before Lent. More prosaically today, we just call them the third, second, and first Sundays before Lent. They constitute a kind of liturgical hinterland and in-between time, of which the theme traditionally is to reflect upon how we should observe the Lenten season. The old liturgical rhyme at the beginning of the liturgical year said, "Advent tells us Christ is near. Christmas shows us Christ is here. In Epiphany we trace all the glories of his grace." Those three Sundays before Lent help prepare us to repent, that in Lent we may begin earnestly to mourn for sin. Those three Sundays before Lent help prepare us to repent. But you don't really need to prepare to repent, of course, you just do it. And you don't do it just in Lent. A Christian should be a penitent every day of one's life. As the old evangelicals used to say, we should keep short accounts with the Lord. We shouldn't let the debt mount up. It's not as though you save up a list of your sins until Ash Wednesday and then start confessing. But Lent's a bit like booking your car in for its MOT. You maintain your car all the year round, keeping it clean and well-oiled, pressure in the tyres and so on. But every year there's a check on those things to make sure you aren't missing anything. And Lent is a bit like an MOT for your Christian life. Repentance should be a regular part of your discipleship. It's why, after all, we confess our sins in every Sunday service. But Lent is a time to ask yourself before the Lord how it's going. In fact, the confession in the weekly Sunday service is not a bad place to start. On the one hand, confessing our sins each week is just a steady discipline. You may not have every week some particular thing you've done or haven't done which weighs heavily on your conscience, but what you should always have, every week, is the sense that you are a sinner who is entirely dependent on the grace of God, a sinner no less dependent on that grace than any other human being. The confession is a reminder every week of that needy status. Are there things that come to your mind that you should have done or shouldn't have done? Well, not always, and not necessarily. But what should always come to mind each week is that all your sins, whether sins of commission or sins of omission, are covered by the all-sufficient grace of God in Jesus Christ. The confession is a reminder, week by week, of the sacrifice of Christ at Calvary, and thus, week by week, a reminder of the love and mercy of God. It's too easy for our religious ceremonies, the things we say and the things we do in services, to miss the point. That seems to be what's happening in Jerusalem, where Isaiah is preaching in our Old Testament reading today. On the one hand, the people's fasting appears to be heartfelt and sincere. Day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. And the symbolism of their religious practices is exemplary also. They dress themselves in sackcloth and cover themselves with ashes. They bow their heads like bulrushes bending before the wind. Isaiah does not suggest that they are knowingly hypocritical about it. They genuinely seek the Lord, and they're troubled when he seems not to answer their prayers. Why do we fast, but you do not see, they ask? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Isaiah needs to tell them that it's not their religious observance that the problem, but the rest of their lives. Indeed, the whole life of the kingdom of Judea, the land of Jacob, and of Jerusalem in particular. The kingdom is rife with violence and injustice, oppression and inequality, and an absence of compassion. Is not this the fast that I choose, the prophet thunders, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Lent is given to each one of us so that we may reflect more deeply on our own behaviour. Notice, though, as is always the case in Scripture, that when we are thinking about repentance, the Lord here is concerned at least as much with the good things that we do not do as with the bad things that we do wrong. Perhaps it is in this sense that the teaching of the Lord Jesus most closely follows the tradition of Isaiah and the prophets. Perhaps indeed this is what he means when he says in our gospel reading today that he has come to fulfill the law and the prophets. Our weekly recitation of the confession must not be cheap, as it reminds us of the love of the Lord Jesus and the price which he paid for our forgiveness. It should remind us also of how, in his own time, the sins of oppression and injustice grieved him, and how, in the face of such suffering, the self-righteousness of the Pharisees angered him. So our keeping of Lent will be personal, and so it should be. But Isaiah is quite clearly speaking not just to individuals, but to a whole nation, and especially to the people who have power in it. I'm writing this address on what may come to be known as another Black Wednesday. 500,000 public sector workers are on strike today, including workers who almost never strike, like the nurses and, soon, the firefighters. Today, Britain quite literally isn't working. As we prepare ourselves personally for Lent, perhaps we can also in Lent this year think what it might mean for our nation to repent and to rediscover our sense of common purpose, togetherness, justice, peace, and compassion. Isaiah would demand of us no less. Amen.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way. And who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way. And who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down. down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Martin. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Ein tad yr hynoeth yn yfaith sanctaethia de enw, deled de dernas gwnele de wychlis, meges yn y nef fechli ar y ddear hefi. Dyron ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwen ni brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canu sydd hwyd ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, we pray for this troubled world. We pray for the people of Ukraine and the ongoing conflict with Russia. As this conflict seems to have no end, may we pray for the churches in both countries, that the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ can shine into the hearts and minds of those involved, and let your Spirit work for an end to bloodshed and bring about a resolution. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the British economy as it struggles after Brexit. Lord, we pray for the Prime Minister as he tries to steady a troubled ship. We ask that the Spirit work within him and his ministers to find a solution to inflation and the escalating energy crisis. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the First Minister of Wales, who has had to deal with the loss of a loved one. May he have time to heal and feel your presence in his grief. And Lord, let his government, without him, carry on the work for this country. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for this parish and the LMA. We pray for Richard and his family. We pray for this village of Newquay as it starts to prepare for another holiday season. May it be prosperous and peaceful. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for Bishop Joanna and all the clergy that work with under her. May she find the courage to return to her position to guide the ship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May the God of peace bring peace to this place. May the Son of peace bring peace to this place. May the Spirit of peace bring peace to this place. This day and all days. And let us pray in awe of the Lord our God, for he gives rain each spring, assuring us of a harvest when the time is right. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Upon life's
has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen.